God. The Old Testament, I have to see this for the recording. The Old Testament is a foreshadow of the new. I don't have to go anywhere else. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 17, verse number 5. We'll start there. And the Lord said unto Moses, go on before the people and take with thee the elders of Israel and thy rod wherewith thou smotest the river, and take in thine hand and go. Behold, I will stand before thee upon the rock of Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that my people, that the people may drink. And that Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel, and he called the name of the place Massah or Meribah, because of the chiding of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not? What I'm bringing reference here to is the direction that Moses was given to strike the rock at Horeb. And we have to understand that out of this rock flowed water that gave water to over a million Israelites and their cattle. This just wasn't a little event. There's this dry place, and all of a sudden, he takes the rod and he smacks the rock, and all of a sudden, the water of life starts flowing. But go with me to Numbers chapter 20, and we're going to look at 38 years later. 38 years later. Verse number 7. It says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the rod, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron, thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water, and shall bring forth to them water out of the rock, so thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts to drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord and as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock and said unto them, hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand and with his rod smote the rock twice, and the water came out of it abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, because you believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this congregation to land which I have given to them. This is the water of Meribah, because the children of Israel strove with the Lord, and he was sanctified in them. I want you to understand there's a parallel, and there's a foreshadow that Christ was to be struck once. He wasn't to be struck twice. He was stricken once, and now it's by the spoken word of God. Moses' rod was Moses' training stick. Moses didn't have faith in himself. He couldn't even talk, and he needed his brother. And God not only gave him that, but he gave him a stick. And there was no power in that stick. That was just an object that God used for his glory for Moses. It was sort of like a walking stick for Moses until he really learned how to walk. And all of a sudden, God said, you just have to speak to this rock. I want him to recognize it doesn't have anything to do with the rod or the stick. It has all to do with me and my word. If I say it, I'll do it. So turn with me this morning to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 for our text today. I want you to get a revelation and understanding today that Christ was struck once. He doesn't have to be struck again. Everything's been accomplished for you and I by God's word. Everything's been done that needs to be done. And all we're doing is we're operating on the finished work of Calvary. Amen? So look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 1. The Apostle Paul says, moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and passed through the sea. And were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and all did drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. And what I want to talk to you this morning about is out of verse number 4, which says, and they did drink the same spiritual drink, and they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Amen? The title of this morning's message, with the help of the Lord, is He Rocks. Amen? And I'm going to have some fun with this today, okay? Hopefully, as we're having fun with God's Word, we can get it inside of our hearts and our lives, and it can bring some joy in our hearts and lives. How many know that God wants us to be happy? God did everything that He could so we could have the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. God wants you to know that He rocks in supply, He rocks in strength, He rocks in salvation. Amen? So let's lift our word together and make a declaration today, and let's see where the Lord wants to take us. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open, and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, that you are my rock. And on you, the solid rock, I'm going to stand in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word, and we're so grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish something in this house today. Now, Father God, I just pray that I get out of your way. Lord, I pray that you speak through this vessel today, just as you ministered through Moses' rod. May you minister through Pastor Carl's mouth. And may the words that come out of this mouth be edifying, encouraging, and comforting to each and every one that is gathered here today. And Lord, we'll never cease to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. But we ask these things in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but when I think, you know, I come from the rock age, all right? I was a rock and roller, amen? And I'm not asking you to amen that I was a rock and roller, but, you know, but I want you to understand something. You know, when I'm thinking about He Rocks, man, we really rocked. Amen. I think if I would see the church do half the things that the world is doing, I think something would turn upside down in this place. You know, people in the world, they get excited about music. They get excited. They get dancing. They get shouting. They get moving. Amen. God just says, come on, church, let's wake up. Let's get a little excited about Jesus. Amen. 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 You know, we don't want to welcome somebody to our dull club. Come to this dull club. We don't have no fun. It's miserable. We're all go through trials and tests and tribulations. We're poked. We're prodded. We're cast around. But we love Jesus. I'm forgiven because He was forsaken. I better go to them. Okay.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, should die for me? Amazing love, and I know it's true, and it's my joy to honor you in all I do, to honor you.
Amen. I want you to understand something. I'm going to say this, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I'll probably say it another 100 times. I might say it another 1,000 times. I might say it 10,000 times. I enjoy serving the Lord. I am happier now than I've ever been in my life. That doesn't mean that I don't go through some things, but I don't go through them alone. He says he'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. He's just as close as the call of his name. Hallelujah. So God wants us to know something. I want you to understand that we serve a God. He rocks. Amen? He rocks. You know, one day he's going to totally rock this world. He's going to turn this world upside down. And he's telling us that, you know, it's getting closer and it's getting time. First, I want you to understand today that he rocks in supply. Amen? So turn with me to Philippians 4:19. It's a familiar scripture. Hallelujah. What we're trying to do is faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen? We're speaking the word of God to increase faith in the house. Amen? Somebody may be in this place, they need your measure of faith today. Amen? So as faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, as the word of God goes forth, faith increases. Amen? God wants you to understand that he rocks in supply. Amen? Look to your neighbor and say, God rocks. Amen? Philippians 4:19 says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory. By who? By Christ Jesus. He rocks in supply. Amen? You know, Jesus in Matthew 4, you know, he was the bread from heaven. When he was battling with Satan in Matthew 4, he said, man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word spoken from the mouth of God. That proceeded from the mouth of God is what the King James Version says. In other words, what we're looking at and what we're speaking about is Moses, the first time he struck the rock with the rod, the second time he was supposed to speak it into existence. And God wants you to know he rocks in supply. He's given you and I his word. As we speak the word, his word accomplishes everything he sent it to do. Amen? In other words, all we're doing here, we're coming into agreement. Amen? The Bible says if two agree as touching anything they ask, it shall be given them of the Father which is in heaven, all right? So what we're doing here is we're having a Holy Ghost pepper rally. Hallelujah. We're having a Holy Ghost pepper rally to build up our faith, because when we go out there, we're not with our brothers and sisters, so we have to be armed and not dangerous to the people, but dangerous to the adversary. We don't wrestle with people, all right? We're battling with spiritual darkness, wickedness, evil things. How much evil has taken place in our world today? Amen? You know, we don't render evil for evil. We do good. We render good. We bless them that curse us and despitefully use us for his name's sake, for great is our reward. Amen? We're not the ones that are going to be speaking death. We have words of life. We have words of grace. We have words of mercy. We have words of love. Agape love, unconditional love. Love that's conditional would say, if you do this or you do that, I'll love you. But God's love says, no matter what, I love you anyway. Amen? I don't have to like what's going on in the world, but I have to love the people in this world, because it's not a battle with people. And when you put an identity on it, you've made it personal. God told me right here this morning, I was standing right here this morning, and he said, son, don't take it personally. He said, this isn't about you, it's about me. And so many times when things happen, we try to take them and carry the weight that doesn't belong to us. Amen? God wants you to know that he's given you all you need. My God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And while I'm saying this, Jeremiah 3:15 says this. The word of God says, he says in Jeremiah 3:15, he said, I'll give you pastures according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Amen. God doesn't want anyone in the house to be confused. He's a God that does things decently. He does things in order. Amen. He wants you to know that, hey, he's the rock. He wants you to know that there's nothing else he has to do. When Jesus said it was finished on the cross of Calvary, it was complete. Now we got to enter and operate out of the finished work of Calvary. That finished work of Calvary is the same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me. And that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me shall quicken my mortal body. In other words, my body can come back alive. My organs can start working. My organs can start operating. I can be the man that God originally created me to be. The curse of sin has been broken. Through him I have perfect liberty. In other words, we're walking and recognizing that he is my supply. There is nothing that I am lacking. There is nothing that you are lacking. God has done it all already, and all he's saying to you and I is, hey, let's step into what's already been complete. Amen? Amen. And you know what gets in our way? Our minds. That's where the battlefield is. Our minds said, well, if I can see it, I can believe it. But Jesus in God's word says to us, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If I have to see it, that doesn't take any faith. Amen. God's all about faith. Amen. You know, he could have created us all as yes, yes sir, no sir people. But he gave us all a free will. Amen. I don't know about you. I'd rather have somebody that loves me because they want to, not because they have to. Brother, I love you because the Bible says I have to. Well, let me say that. Did you receive any love for somebody that said that to you? Didn't mean a thing to me. Amen. God's love is unconditional, man. Amen. Are you with me? Look at your neighbor and say, he rocks in supply. Secondly, he rocks in strength. Look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse number 9. Apostle Paul says, and it writes here, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. But I want you to get a hold of something, what he says here. He rocks in strength. But he says, Paul says this, most gladly will I therefore glory in my infirmities. He wasn't glorying in his weakness, but what he is saying, he was recognizing his weakness. How many know that you can't get help from God unless you acknowledge that you need help? In other words, what I'm saying is, Father, I am weak in this area and I need your help. I need your strength. I cannot do it alone. But if you deny your weakness, you can never depend on his strength. Amen. So he is saying to you and I, he rocks in strength. He is more than enough. He is El Shaddai. He is more than enough, guys. In other words, he wants you and I to know that it's important for us to recognize. And so for you and I, we're human vessels. Amen? And we have weaknesses. We have weaknesses. And we have a source of strength. It's just like having an electric can opener and trying to operate it without plugging it into the wall. You could sit there all day and just. But is it really working? No, you have to recognize it needed to be connected to a source. And he's our source. He rocks. He rocks in supply. He rocks in strength. Look with me in 2 Timothy chapter 2. The Apostle Paul, writing to his student Timothy, he says, in verse 1, he says, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Be strong in the grace. What is grace? Unmerited favor. Unmerited favor. Did I deserve it? No. So what he is saying to you and I, my son, be strong in the grace, the unmerited favor, and Christ Jesus, in the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Amen. In other words, his strength is made perfect in our weakness. Amen. And not only when he gives us strength, he not only gives us strength for us, he gives us strength for others. Amen. Sometimes others need your strength. Amen. That's why he called us together as a body of believers. Amen. Because not one of us could do it by themselves. If you ever get a picture of what a true picture of Christ looks like, a true picture of Christ is all the bodies of the members of Christ together in one body represents him. Now, doesn't mean that just because I'm the foot, you can abuse me just because I'm the foot, because I, in Christ, I've got a pretty foot. Amen? Or the hands, or any other instrument that God wants to use. Amen? So when we're looking at the body of Christ, it represents all of us coming together in unity. Amen? Hello? That's why the adversary tries so hard to keep you out of unity, to keep you separated from the body of Christ. Amen? That's the reason was, because we can't truly operate and live to the fullest outside of a body. Amen? We're all part. Amen? And you know what? According to God's word, no part is any more value than the other part. He says even the comely parts that you can't see, this body wouldn't physically operate without them. In other words, it takes all the parts to make a whole. So what the adversary wants you somebody to think is your part doesn't matter. And that's where he starts. He's a liar, and he's the father of all liars. Amen. The Apostle Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10, he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen. It's not my power, but it's his power. It's not my strength. It's his strength. So he rocks in supply. He rocks in strength. Is anybody with me here? Can somebody look to the neighbor and say, hey, God rocks. He rocks. This is a word to encourage us. Does anybody know what encouragement looks like? That's all right. I'm not looking at faces. People don't recognize me, but I look in the eyes. I'm a portal searcher. Amen. In other words, we, when we say he rocks in supply, there's a difference between saying he rocks in supply or believing that he rocks in supply. Amen? So can we say he rocks in supply?
He rocks in supply.
All right, here we go. He rocks in strength. And he rocks in salvation. Hallelujah. That's probably the most greatest point I have is in Romans chapter 10. It's one of my favorite scriptures. Verse number 13. It says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That is perhaps, that is a maybe, that's a positive statement. 1 John 5:13 says, "These things have I written unto you that you may know that you have eternal life." It's not maybe, it's not perhaps, it's a no-so mentality. Amen? Are you with me here? In other words, if we don't cooperate with this no-so mentality, we cannot operate in the fullness of God. Amen. Because that's the doubt that the adversary constantly puts in our hearts and our minds is, "I don't even know if I'm saved." He's a liar again. He's the father of all lies. The word of God says, "How shall they call upon him," in verse 14, "in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him and they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." Amen. We have some good news for you today. Jesus is alive. To me, that makes me happy. I don't have to sit and listen to the preacher, though, so that might be a little different. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, Pastor, this just seems simple. Well, guess what? God didn't make it complicated. We have a tendency to complicate what God made simple. You know, it's like, it comes from the KISS. Well, I'm not going to say what the world says. We'll say, "Keep it simple, saint." Amen? In other words, God doesn't complicate something. He wants us to understand. He wants us not only have this knowledge, but he wants us to have understanding. Amen? That he rocks. He rocks in supply. He rocks in strength. He is the rock. He rocks in salvation also. Look with me in 1 Timothy chapter 2. Well, Pastor, why are you going in the Word so much? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by His Word. Faith being increased. You may not be going through what the one sitting next to you is going through. Hello? Amen. God has something he wants to speak to every last person in this room. Amen. He knew exactly who would be here. He knows exactly what you're going through. There's no surprises to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He wants you to know today that he loves you, that he has a plan in your life. His plans are for good, not for evil. He gives you a hope and he gives you an expected end. Amen. He is not going to change his mind concerning you. His question to you and I is, will we change our minds concerning him? Amen. In other words, that's getting ourselves in the position to receive. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 4, "Who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth? For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." Amen. Amen. He wants us to have understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. With all thy getting, get understanding. Amen. And you can't walk in what you don't understand. Amen. When we say that, make that statement, "On Christ the solid rock I stand, all the ground is sinking sand," God wants you to have a picture in your mind. He wants you to see that rock where the river of life was coming to the children of Israel. And that same rock is Jesus Christ. And out of his side flowed a river of life. Amen. Out of his side flowed waters of life. He said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Yes. What did you say? Yes, he is meek and lowly. I better go to my scripture because I don't want to misquote my scripture that was going to. John 4, 14 says, "For whosoever drinketh of the waters that I shall give them shall not thirst, but the water I shall give them shall be in them a well of water springing up into everlasting life. That was where I wanted to go. And then I put one scripture over here, one scripture over here, and I combined them, and that was confusion. And God isn't the artist of confusion. God does things decently in order. Sorry, Pastor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We have a tendency to do that sometimes where we cross-connect scripture. Amen. There's power in the Word of God. Amen. And what the Lord wants you to know is that rock that supplied the children of Israel where the water came out when it was struck. When Jesus was struck on the cross of Calvary, out of his right side, the Bible says, there flowed water. It was just like in Ezekiel that flowed from the throne of God. There was a river that came from the throne of God bringing life, okay? And God, through Jesus Christ, is our source of life. He is the rock. He is the rock that rocks in supply. He is the rock that rocks in strength. He is the rock of our salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know about you, but he rocks. I don't think this went like I was planning, but okay. That's right. Again, he tells me, it's not my plan, it's his plan. His plan's always right. So turn with me to Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2, verse number 11. The Word of God says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation have appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. So in closing today, what is the Lord saying to us through the preaching and teaching of his word? That he rocks in supply. He rocks in strength. And he rocks in salvation. I think one of the most important things is, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I never close a service without giving an opportunity. We're getting ready to take communion. And maybe you're here today and you have not accepted Jesus.